Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Quick note from our friend Derwin, a loyal listener, Derwin, who actually has run movie theaters. He's a theater manager, and he said, I feel like this is a good opinion to get on what the proper etiquette for you to do, Seth, on telling people.
So when I go to a matinee and it's an empty theater, but I've selected a seat because that's the way you do it these days. I go in and I've selected a seat in the middle of the theater,
yep,
right in my favorite spot.
Sweet
and
spot,
there's somebody
yeah.
sitting in my seat or
yep.
like right next to it. To where I know they didn't select the seat right next to mine. I've always felt uncomfortable about like saying like, hey, that's my seat, because it is, after all, an empty theater.
Mm-hmm.
What does Derwin say?
Derwin says, all caps, say something. Most of these people have snuck in.
Oh, okay. Now listen. All right. Listen, I'm not, far be it from me to criticize a youngster that decides to try to see four movies in one day like so many
yeah,
of us have.
We've all been
in,
there.
In the past. But if you got the temerity to sneak into a theater and then take the best seat in the house?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I might actually call the manager. I might call the manager.
Call
on
the
you.
Derwin.
Yeah,
call
don't
the Derwin.
Be an idiot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like just go. If you're going to sneak into the theater, go sit up in the back row or down in the front or whatever.
Seth.
Well, not the back row, because, you know, some people select that row for a different reason. So just, yeah.
People
don't,
still
don't
do
sit
that.
Smack dab in the middle
Is
of it.
Is the back of the movie theater still a high. Intimacy
I don't know
area?
About still, but 30 years ago it was.
Yeah, for, no, it definitely
yeah,
was.
I would imagine it still is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
I don't sit back there.
I don't
need to be sitting on anything.
Yes,
that
that's a very good
yeah.
point. It's a very good point. All right, take a mania time.
I like to keep as little DNA as possible on my clothing.
Okay, all right.
You know?
I know, yes. All right, take a mania. We do this every Friday at 9 o'clock. The worst takes of the week going up against the defending champ. And the belt has been passed around quite a bit. We've had a new champ, I think, each of the last few weeks here, ever since the long run that Angelo Cataldi had on top, talking about Andy Reid. But that's in the past. Our champion, our current champ right now, is Dallas Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison, who in his postseason, day after the playoffs ended for the Mavericks, play-in ended for the Mavericks, press conference, had this to say about not realizing how much Dallas fans loved Luka Doncic when he made the trade.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level. And that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
Okay.
Horrible, horrible take, first and foremost, just because he said he didn't realize how much the fan base liked Luka.
Yeah.
Despite attending games all season long where the only jersey in the house is Luka.
Luka, so, it's a 10,000 Luka jerseys, yes.
Just a horrible, horrible take by a GM who should know better. Yes.
Yeah. And I think the second part of that was, we thought that this core, and he named all the guys, the new team, you know, with Anthony Davis, would be a championship caliber team. You made the finals last year.
Right, right.
With Luka on your team,
Right. You blamed Luka for not winning the championship while also being the guy that got you there. And then you were expressed, you're upset that Anthony Davis wasn't available, even though he's usually not available for large chunks of the season.
He
gets injured all the time.
He got hurt the first game as a Mav. He got hurt against the Rockets.
So
that's the champ right now. So here here are the challengers.
There's a lot of contenders this week.
The magnificent Gladstone and his introduction of Travis Hunter to the Jacksonville media and fan base.
You know, as we sit here, Travis Hunter is a Jacksonville Jaguar, and really what comes to mind for me, right, thinking about the sport of football and really the power of the game itself, right? Its capacity to ignite belief, right? Belief in ourselves, belief in others, right? Belief in achieving what many may deem impossible. Travis Hunter, he embodies belief, right? He's a rare person. He's a rare player, but he's also a reminder that the boundaries of the game of football were built to be challenged. And so the decision to select him was actually a statement for how we plan to move, who we are, and we want him to be nothing more than him.
Oh, okay.
Because when he is, he elevates the space around him.
Okay.
From the football field to the city to the game of football itself, Travis Hunter is who we've been hunting up.
Oh.
Couldn't be more jacked to be sitting right here beside him and introduce you all to the man of the hour.
Do you realize he led the Colorado Buffaloes to 9 wins last year?
And I hate this. I hate this because I really do like Travis Hunter, and I'm intrigued by what he might do in the NFL.
Me too.
In doing everything that a first-time coach or GM will do, which is make everything way more dramatic than it needs to be, while also piling a boatload of pressure onto Travis Hunter himself. Instead of like, hey, we just want to get him in here and have him play football and whatever happens, happens. He is right now proclaiming that this young man, who hasn't even signed his contract yet, is going to change the game of football. And I'm the one who brought you here. Yes, emphatic win over Nico Harrison.
Okay, we got a new champ, and it's the magnificent G.
For now.
Pin that man. I mean, we might have multiple champion. We might have multiple title changes today. We don't know, right?
It sounds like it feels so much like the guy that gets up and gives a big spear. You know, when you watch any fight video on the internet, the guy that's making the best ones are the ones that the guys that are getting up and puffing their chest and almost like trying to bait somebody into a fight. And then he gets tapped twice and he's out.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what the magnificent Gladstone feels like.
All right, magnificent Gladstone, the current champ. You got the strap, buddy. You're the champ.
And I say that with no ill will towards Travis Hunter. It's not your fault, Travis. It's not your fault.
This is a Gladstone take, not a Travis Hunter take. All right. Don't know how many of these you've heard, Seth. If this is the first time you're hearing these, then I'm excited, even if you've heard them already.
I consciously don't listen to most of the ones that I know are going to be in Tecumania. When I see it on social media or something, I'm like, nope, not going to listen to it.
Okay, good. This is Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin talking about Shedeur Sanders getting robbed of $50 million, and at the end says, shame on you, NFL.
The $50 million robbery of Shedeur Sanders. Because that's what I just witnessed. Everywhere we've seen, everything we've seen, everybody that has seen him play said he is the one or two in this draft. I love Cleveland picking this kid early on, but I can be mad at Cleveland if they played the cards and picked him up in the 5th round. But I surely would like to know how they knew he would still be there in the 5th round. I've been on that stage for years and years and years. I've never seen them position the cameras and position, give forewarning about who's about to be drafted. I wonder if Cleveland got a call from somebody in the NFL saying, we got to draft this kid. You just robbed this young man. $50 million. And it wasn't on his playing ability. Wow. Shame on you.
Okay. All right. That was way worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
There's so many things that were wrong in there. That it was so, okay. I know, okay, you've been watching the NFL draft a long time, Michael Irvin. Does Michael not realize that multiple people, including those on the internet, know that, who the draft pick is before they announce it? Dude, what the hell are you talking about? I've never seen... What are you talking about, Michael Irvin? He's claiming that part of the collusion and conspiracy was that somehow the Browns were clued into this, so because they had cameras on stage and what... Yeah, they knew who the pick was. The woman walking up with the pick is not the only person in all of NFL who knows who the pick is, Michael Irvin. What the hell are you talking about? The other thing, everybody said that that he was a top two quarterback in the draft. That's not true at all. What happened was the people who suggested that Shedeur Sanders might better be a second round pick were loudly shouted down before the draft and ignored. The anonymous quotes that came out about his meetings and what have you were shouted down as nothing but clickbait and a smear campaign and what have you.
Yeah.
All of the people who were saying it before the draft, including a lot of the people that do the scouting that said, hey, in a normal draft, Shedeur might be a second rounder, but in this draft, he might be a first rounder. No, they were all shouted down. Lots and lots of people said it. So no, he was not robbed of $50 million. New champion.
Oh, this is the first time this has ever happened. Take a mania. Gladstone pinned by Irvin. We got a new champion. Oh, by the way, Seth, purely on the numbers end of things, I'll point out the number one pick in the draft last year was Caleb Williams, number one overall. Now, I'm not even, let's say Shedeur could have gone number one.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He was 4 years, $39 million. Like, if we're sitting here, like, we're just making up numbers at this point that he lost $50 million. Like,
that he lost 50 and that he was a slam dunk for,
He was probably a second round pick who landed in the fifth round. That's a lot of money, but it ain't $50 million.
The other thing, too, people love to bring up Shedeur's stats as to why he was a slam dunk number one overall pick because his stats were better than Eli Manning. Let me just read you a smattering of some of the top 10 all-time leaders in single-season touchdowns, all of whom had more single-season touchdowns than Shedeur this last year. Bailey Zappi, Colt Brennan, David Klingler, go Cougs, B.J. Simmons, friend of mine, Dwayne Haskins, Brandon Doughty, Graham Harrell. Case Keenum, yes, go Cougs, an awesome dude, but not a first-round draft pick. Just settle the hell down with this. Like, oh, he had a season unlike any others.
Colt Brennan might be my favorite one out of all those. I don't know why. All right, Seth, I'm going to tell you right now, I know you haven't heard this one. You may want to brace yourself. This one is just I don't know where Luther Campbell, old Uncle Luke from Two Live Crew, had his Miami bucket hat on doing this take.
Yeah.
This is some weird comparison he makes of LeBron James protecting Bronny and Deion protecting Shedeur. I'm just going to let's just play it.
And you motherfuckers were mad at LeBron James for protecting his son, who he know can play in the NBA. You motherfuckers was mad when LeBron told y'all that his son is playing in the NBA with the Lakers. Now you see, so Prime should have took the f***ing job at Dallas so his son don't get f***ed, but he didn't do that. My. So all you sons of a bitches, call up LeBron James and issue him an apology because this is a direct parallel to what the f*** happens to celebrity kids.
I don't know what he means.
Bronny didn't. Yeah, I give Luther Campbell a pass just because it's not a traditional sports venue and what have you. Yeah, it's just weird.
It's just weird because LeBron knew he could play in the NBA. No, the criticism of LeBron was Bronny does not belong in the NBA.
That he's a second round pick, which he ended up being. You know, I think I see where he's going with it, but yeah, he gets a pass. Michael Irvin should know better than to think that part of the conspiracy was that somehow people knew that Shedeur Sanders was the pick.
I need someone to explain the new Luther. I don't get. So Prime should have taken a job with Dallas so he could protect Shedeur, I guess, and take a job with Dallas so he could tell Jerry to draft him. I have no idea.
And it's not clear that he ever actually had the opportunity to take the job.
Correct.
In Dallas,
yeah. All right. So that was just a weird take. All right, so last one here, Mel Kiper. Here's Mel Kiper's take on the NFL and their ability to evaluate quarterbacks.
The NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks. Clueless. All that, no idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many
times they say we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks? They don't.
Okay, new one.
New winner. Kiper pins Michael Irvin. Boy, that's an interesting visual. Mel Kiper hooking the leg of Michael Irvin and pinning him. Yeah,
the one at the bar at the end where he said we. They don't know we do. Like, dude, you've got so many receipts out there. Bringing yourself in there and trying to puff your chest.
Yeah.
Like, you actually have a better track record of selecting quarterbacks and that you know what you're doing. Come on, Mel Kiper.
This is
too much.
There will always be bad takes. So Kiper won't be champ forever. But will those last 5 seconds be for him what the last 5 seconds of Cataldi's 2 month reign as champion take was, where at the very, it's a take and you understand it and I don't agree with all of it, and then at the very end he says Andy Reid is the greatest fraud in the history of American sports.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what
that
kept
really
him on top.
Over. Yeah, you get a strong finishing move really helps you out. So yes, that was because of that. Now I gotta say, we do a tournament at the end of the year, and there's at least three from this week's edition that you need to save for the tournament. This was a brilliant week in Takeamania history. This is really good.
It was good.
And we still got one more to go.
Well, we got a bonus Mel Kiper. I don't know. Like, this is a, I don't know if this qualifies. This was a take he had before the draft when he was on Jimmy Traina of SI.com. He was on Jimmy Traina's podcast, and Jimmy Traina asked him if he thought Deion would be a negative in Shador's NFL assessment.
I'm going to make a statement, and you tell me if the statement has some validity or if it's completely ridiculous. A team may have an issue drafting Shador Sanders because they don't want to deal with the circus that is Deion Sanders.
Completely false.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, Jimmy. Deion was a great teammate, not only a great player, greatest corner of all time, but a great teammate, great worker, prepared as hard as anybody, worked as hard as anybody, practiced as hard as anybody. Players in the NFL that played with him loved him. He went to the Major League Baseball, and all the Atlanta Brave players in the organization loved him for the work. He didn't come there. He didn't bring any circus.
Yeah, but this is him as a father.
He knows you don't want to do. He knows there's none of that going on with Shador.
I don't know. Okay, so this was from long ago.
Yeah.
I do think that somewhere along the way, Deion realized, wait a second, I'm doing more harm than good. When he went out and said that there's specific teams that we won't let him go to or we don't want him to play for, he backed off of that somewhere along the way. The biggest mistake Deion made was in thinking, and I think genuinely believing, that his son was a slam dunk top three pick.
Yep.
And then he conducted it like that's what he was. That's where, and Deion somewhere along the way realized that they'd screwed that part of it up, and he stepped back. But by then, the damage was done.
Yeah, too little, too late.
You tell multiple teams that you're like, nope, my guys are going to change the culture. He's a top three guy. We don't want to go play for a bunch of these teams. So, that was a lot. I think that scared a lot of front offices about just exactly how involved Deion would be.
Yeah. So Mel Kiper kicks out of the finishing move of Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
This happened last week. Deion on Deion last week. Yeah. So Kiper. The new champ is Kiper and his notion that nobody can evaluate quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
That he can evaluate them better than they can.
The format was tough here, too, to this week. This was the hardest week we've had.
Because
I go back, and if I did a consolation round here, the Magnificent Gladstone and Michael Irvin would get right back up there into the finals.
They would be going for the bronze medal.
Yeah, the consolation
game.
Well, or back up if they could play their way back into the championship round.
Dude, yeah, dude, I'm keeping the ones that you've told me to keep for the end of the year. We're already up to like at least 12 takes, and the calendar just turned May.
It's going to have to be a week of bad takes.
Yeah. Like,
Irvin, if he hadn't said that thing about the fact that the cameras were on stage for the Sanders pick and acting like it was his experience in the NFL that tells him that, no, that's not normal. Yeah, it's not normal because this is a high marquee pick that's getting selected in the fifth round and it's been the talk of the draft. But it is very, very normal for many, many people to already know who the pick is before it's announced.
This is going
to
be, I mean, we had Corey Alexander on Cooper Flagg's parents. We had Cataldi. We had Acho saying Shadur and Dion were going to revolutionize the NFL. How bad
That's
is
right.
that? That
yeah.
one, should we should almost work that one back in and see if it can retake the title.
They kind of did revolutionize the second day of
they
draft
did.
Broadcast.
They did.
The second
that's
and
true.
Third day.
They made it
yeah.
watchable. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. true. That's true. All right, a good take, Acho. All right,
watchable is debatable. A lot of people watch. For some of us that were over on the NFL Network, it was unbearable watching all of this Shadur. It wasn't even debate. If they had been debating Shadur yeah. Sanders on ESPN, I would have wanted to watch it.
Yep.
But it was Riddick and Mel Kiper just going on a constant rant every time a player was selected about how it wasn't Shadur that was selected.
Do anonymous executives like the NFL or like the Texans draft? Anonymous executives weighing in, how the Texans do according to Execanon. We'll have that for you coming up next.